Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show, brought to you by your sponsor, Dan Watkins, the owner of All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. I'm Chris LaLamia, your favorite handyman from the Trusted Toolbox, filling in for Jim, who's been out for a little bit, but we're hoping he's on the mend and coming back. But we're going to have a great time today, kicking around with Dan, who Dan and I have been friends for a long time, so we always go back and forth and share war stories on what happens in houses. But today, we've got the guys and gals from Dupree Plumbing in to talk and kick it around a little bit about plumbing and all things plumbing. Josh Tamara, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're glad to be here.
So, Dan, we should jump into it. But one thing I want to know is I went and checked out their website, and it says Dupree Plumbing since 1958. I'm like, holy cow, I can't wait to see who shows up. Josh, you don't look like you started this thing in 1958.
Nope, I am not the original the original owner here. No, we're third generation. My grandfather started it back in 1958, like you mentioned. My dad ran it for a long time. He's still involved in it. And so, yeah, here we are in our 65th year and still going strong. Look, I have five kids. You know, my oldest is a freshman in high school, and he's expressed interest in being in it. So, you know.
Look at this. Yeah. I love that. You know,
yeah, we're going for four.
What's your kids?
Four generations, five generations. Who knows? We'll see.
My kids will not be in the garage door business. Yeah. I'm pretty sure about that. They're 10 and 8, and I just don't think I can make it that long, to be honest with you.
There you go. I love it. I can't get my kids to do this business either, a handyman business. A little too hard for my little ones, but I don't know, maybe someday. But that's great that you got in the business. You've been in the business. You're a licensed plumber.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you got trained by dad.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that are different between when you first started and today?
Oh, man. You know, as far as plumbing goes, you know, everything is pretty much the same. You see differences in technology, you know, water heaters and things like that, recirc systems and all that kind of stuff. But the main thing, and you know, it's everything flows downhill, hot's on the cold, or hot's on the left, cold's on the right, you know. So there's not a whole lot that's changed. You know, it's just been good to be able to carry on what I have learned from a lot of, you know, people that have experienced plumbing from, you know, the changes that we've gone through from cast iron to PVC to ABS. I mean, you know, all sorts of things.
Let's talk about that one for a minute, and we'll talk about the cast iron to PVC. So are you seeing a lot of this cast iron? I've heard that cast iron is starting to fail, which is one of those things that you're like, whoa, I thought cast iron again. Back when I was a kid, cast iron was supposed to be there forever, right? But now it's failing. So talk a little bit about what you've seen with that.
Well, with cast iron, it's, you know, if you still have cast iron in your home and it's been, you know, in the 50s, 60s, or, you know, whenever it may have been installed, you're lucky to kind of still have it going, you know. I mean, our service technicians make a point to say, hey, look, you know, if we're going to make a repair, there's a good chance that when we go to cut this, it's going to kind of, you know, crumble and deteriorate. I mean, because that's what happens over time. So, and cast iron is not the only, you know, we've seen a lot of copper water pipe and even newer PEX water pipe, especially in our area, that are having failures. And so that's one thing we kind of pride ourselves on, is being able to go in there and do some repipes, you know, and do it with minimal damage to your home. You know, we're not a one-stop shop. We do not do the sheetrock and repair and the paint and all that stuff, but we have people that we recommend. And, you know, our guys, for the most part, a normal-sized home can get in there within a day and have your old water piping removed and your new water pipe in.
Wow.
So at least then you're up and running, and you know, that doesn't mean you still don't have holes everywhere, but we can, you know, it's like, hey, you can take a shower, flush the toilet. Right. And so, yeah.
That's a big deal.
Is there any way to find out that you have something failing before you see the leak? Is there any way? Or probably, the only way you know is when that water starts to leak, you're in big trouble.
Yep. No, I think it's, you know, basically you're waiting to see that water.
Yeah. Oh, and boy.
I just had that, you know, we were talking... the last show that we did, we were talking a little bit about my rental house, and I got the same thing going on that I had to take care of there. We were just, you know, it kept failing. It had the copper, and it just was like out, and you're having somebody out again a year later, and it's like, mm-hmm. I got to see the pictures of it on the inside, and you know, boy, the pictures, you know, just showed how bad it looked. I just had to replace it all. I mean, it was time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you see mostly in your service calls in the last year or so for you guys?
And I would say for us, we're seeing a lot of those, you know, pinhole leaks, repipes. But then also, too, we get a lot of, you know, sewer and drain calls, backup, soft tissue blockages, where it's like, you know, even if it's just going out there to, like, clear a line and educate somebody that, you know, flushable wipes aren't necessarily always flushable.
Especially a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
One time.
So, you know, we see a lot. As far as the residential, you know, side goes, we're kind of all over the spectrum. So, I mean, I can't say that there's maybe one thing that we necessarily see, but in our area, like I can't stress enough, like just the pinhole leaks and the repipes and things that we're seeing, you know, again, you know, we're kind of a sector here in the metro Atlanta area, you know, we're in the Northwest metro Atlanta area. So, you know, I can't speak specifically to everybody else, but for us, that's a big one that we see a lot of.
You know, what about just the basic clogged drain? I mean, what are you guys doing to fix that on a more permanent basis, as opposed to when people are just pouring in the drain them and, you know, trying to get it done themselves? You know, if it keeps happening over and over again, obviously there is a problem going on in there. What are you guys going to do to make that problem go away permanently?
Right. Well, basically we will go out on a drain stoppage. We'll run a camera. And so whether it's pull a toilet so we can run a camera, or if it's an outside blockage where we can run it through a clean out in the yard. We'll make sure to do that first and foremost to even see. I mean, you know, sometimes the situation, it makes it tough to see until we get further into it, but that's the first step we'll take. And then even the, you know, that way the customer can even see like, hey, this is what's going on in my drain system. And help kind of diagnose the situation. And then from there, we typically, if it's a significant issue with the drain system or anything like that, we would recommend, you know, going in there, and as much as a homeowner doesn't want to hear it, you know, cutting it out and replumbing it, or even busting up a slab and, you know, replumbing it, because depending on what the issue is, you know, it's like, yeah, we could clear it, but again, you know,
is it permanent? I mean, again,
yeah,
that's
you're gonna
what
see
I
it
think,
you're gonna
cause...
see it over and over again. It's like maybe you can go a year, but you're gonna come to a point where it's an issue where you're gonna realize, like, you know what, we've got this stuff coming up everywhere in our house. I wish we had taken care of it. But
and is that kind of one of those things where it is coming from all over the house, even though maybe you're seeing it in the shower? I mean, are a lot of people seeing it in different places where it's not draining, or is it typically isolated to just the shower or the toilet or what have you?
Well, I think that's going to depend on the cause of the blockage. I mean, your blockages could be buildup from
hair.
You know, hair. Your blockages could be tissue buildup. Your blockages could be being caused because you have obstacles out in your yard from tree roots and things like that. So that's why we always start with a camera inspection, which sometimes we do have to clear a blockage before we can get a good clear inspection on that camera inspection. But the bottom line is always to try to get to the root of the problem. And then once we find the root of that problem is to offer that
solution.
Yeah. And you don't know what that solution is until we can locate it with that camera.
Okay. Well, speaking of roots, I wanted to get into that one because that's what I had seen in one. It was literally a root had gone through their pipe, and the plumber had showed it to him. You know, we can't do that work at the Trusted Toolbox. I just happened to be there looking at some other stuff. Do you see the roots coming through quite a bit? And what do I have to do? Do I have to dig it up, start all over again? Do I have to get rid of that tree? I mean, what do I do?
So there's a couple of options. Obviously, yes, you can dig it up. You can remove the tree. We can dig it up and reroute. We also offer trenchless sewer and trenchless water services so that we don't have to dig up your yard.
Hmm.
So those are options. But
trenchless?
Yeah, how does that work?
That sounds like magic.
It is magical.
All right.
Yeah,
it's
very
actually
magical
yeah,
to see.
It's pretty cool process. It's a certain type of drain line that it's not flexible in a sense of like you can't just like take it and bend it like you could, you know, PEX, but essentially it's a hydraulic system that's put in the ground and it is pulled through with a bursting head and it can go through certain bends and everything, you know, 45 degree bends and 90 degree bends and things like that if necessary. And if you can't get through everything, they can still dig certain spots of the yard. So, like, you know, a lot of people, you know, spend a lot of money landscaping their yards. And especially, you know, in this area, there's just older homes. There's older trees and things like that that people don't want to necessarily have to dig up and cut down.
I think most people don't realize that you could do what you just said. And if they do, then they're new on me. But we are coming up against a break, and we want to get more into talking about getting to the root of the problem. Maybe get into a little potty talk in the next episode, talk a little bit more, make sure we can really get into it with our favorite plumbers, the Dupree Plumbing Team. Josh Tamara will stick around, and we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the Extra 106.3 All Four Seasons Home Show.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
And we're back. Extra 106.3, the All Four Seasons Home Show, brought to you by your sponsor, Dan Watkins, the owner of All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. And I'm Chris Lalamia, your favorite handyman, the owner of the Trusted Toolbox.
Yeah, Chris is filling in for Jim. And if you didn't catch us the week before with Chris, just to fill you in a little bit, he does have a handyman service and he really has a lot of knowledge around the house. So thought you would be a great fill-in for Jim, and you are doing a great job. So I just wanted to give you some kudos, Chris.
Well, thanks.
You really fill that seat well, and your knowledge is really helpful to everybody out there listening.
Well, I appreciate it, Dan. I'm having a lot of fun again doing this for the second time. Having a lot of fun just getting in here and getting to share some, not only my knowledge, but I'm learning some other things about, you know, trenchless digging. Well, how about that? I thought that was fairy dust.
You do learn a lot when you're in here. It's amazing how much I don't really know, but I just know enough to sound like I know something. I mean, you get people in here every single week owning a business, and they're the experts in their field. And that's why people are listening right now, is when you have something come up around the house, you can always go back and listen even to one of our shows and select a good company. We vet these people. We make sure we've got the right companies in here so that you can trust them, and you're gonna learn the questions you need to ask, maybe the products you might need to be asking about. And really, at the end of the day, I hope it's a real service for everybody out there listening.
I think it is. As a guy who's listened and been on the show, I enjoy it. And so a lot of times people ask me, Chris, as you're a handyman, I mean, I can do a lot of this stuff myself. I'm like, absolutely. I mean, there you can check it out on YouTube. You can go watch HGTV. Go ahead, man. Give yourself a shot. But when should I call you, or when should I call an expert? And that's what I want to kick it back and ask Dupree's. What's going on? When should I call you, and when should I give it a shot myself? Can I change my own toilet? Sure. Could I change my own sink fixture? Okay. But when should I call you guys?
You know, a lot of that depends on you know, I'm going to give a lot out here to the homeowner out there. You know, how skilled are you? But in the end, there is a lot of code issues, safety issues,
damage that can be done,
you know, insurance wise, if you sell your home later on down the line. If it's not just a minor repair, and you're, you know, I'm not going to say don't do it, but we have to recommend, you know, calling a licensed plumber, you know, even if it's not us, get somebody out there that at least knows what they're doing, and at least get their honest assessment of the issue before you start trying to do things like that on your own. I know, you know, there's lots of stuff in my house that I have tried to fix. There's lots of stuff in my house that I will not touch. Like, I won't touch electrical. I won't touch HVAC. For whatever reason, I have decided my washer and dryer are going to be the one thing that I keep until the day I die. So it's like they've been going for 20 plus years, and you know, I'm not saying I'm doing it right, but you know, I would always say, hey, you know, lean on the experts, you know, at least get an honest assessment of what's going on.
You know, and obviously water can do a lot of damage to your home. I mean, if you make a mistake with that, I know it's something I would not mess around with at all. And I'm the same way. I mean, there's certain things. It's like in my industry, it's the springs, you know, maybe you do know what you're doing. You probably don't. And if you don't, that is just something that can rip a finger off. I mean, that can literally kill you, these springs. So, you know, there's, you may think you're a handyman out there, but you do need to know your limits. Cause I feel like the people that are a little handy, sometimes they're the most dangerous, because they kind of jump into things that they probably shouldn't be jumping into. Most people out there, you know, especially this day and age, they're not fixing a lot of stuff around their house. I mean, the new generation, right? They're not learning how to do things. They don't want to do it. And I think that's the other reason why this show is really important, because, you know, the old fix 'em shows, you know, I just don't think there's a lot of people out there, you know, put the red wire and the blue wire and, you know, start talking about, you know, wrenches and stuff. It's just, I'm not saying they're not there, but it's very few and far between. So you need to know who to call when you get yourself into a certain situation, you have an emergency, or you're just trying to do something around the house to improve your home.
Yeah, and you hit, like, the nail on the head. Like, water can do an extreme amount of damage quickly. Yeah. And it can happen without you really even realizing it's going on, you know? There's so much behind the walls, and you know, it's covered up by sheetrock, and you know, water's going to find the easiest way out. So it's extraordinary what water can actually do to a home if left unchecked, you know, and not taken care of properly.
I think that's a great question, or a great point. And so I've had people call and say, well, it's just a small leak. Well, you know, or it's just a little spot on my drywall in the ceiling. Well, there's probably something going on. So again, back to when we should call you. And again, if you don't know who Bob Vila is, youngins, then you guys probably shouldn't be trying some of this stuff at home. But bringing you in, let's talk about this. I think a lot of people don't realize that to replace your water heater, you need to have a permit pulled. And there's a reason for that. And we've talked about this. the code enforcement out there is out there for a reason, right? And it's there to protect you. So when you pull a permit and have the licensed plumber do the water heater, what are we looking for? What should we be doing?
Well, when you pull a permit, essentially, I mean, well, you know, if you need a water heater replaced, you would call us. We'd come out there, assess it, and depending on the municipality, you know, most likely we would pull the permit and then schedule that inspection once it's done. It's, you know, for the most part, a home, for the homeowner, it shouldn't be too big of a deal, you know.
So what do you guys do? And talk about some of the things that you've had to do. I asked, I think, in one of the segments, you know, what's changed over the last 20 years. I think one of the things I remembered, I don't know when expansion tanks came in as a requirement, but that's something that's just one small thing that you guys do. What else do you do besides just plop the water heater in?
Yeah, well, every time, and hop in whenever you feel like it, Tamara, but like one of the biggest issues that we press on our guys, when you go to a job, and I don't care if it's a leaking toilet, a water heater, or anything, we check the pressure. Because
water pressure in the home.
You know, if your water pressure is, if your PRV is not operating properly and it's not addressed, you're going to have issues all across your home, whether it be through your valves and your
PRV
toilet.
Is for us
pressure reducing valve. So
it controls the pressure. What's the pressure come from? If I'm in the city, what's the pressure from a city water?
You know, it varies. Street pressure is, I would say, you know, you could probably say 120 PSI.
Your street pressure is definitely going to be higher.
It's going to be a lot higher.
Pressure that's going to be taken from, say, the water heater inside the home.
So then it comes in, goes to this thing, PRV, fancy words.
Pressure-reducing valve.
Anyway, I got it now. I wrote that down. What pressure should we have in the house? You said 120 outside. What should that be inside?
About 65.
Yeah. When we see, like, 45 to 65, you know, in that range, we're okay with it. You know, that at least lets us know that your pressure reducing valve is working properly. And there's adjustments you can make. Do not do it on your own. Like, let a licensed professional adjust your PRV to ensure that it, you know, it is working properly. And think, you know, but within that range, you're still, I mean, it's, you're not going to have water, you know, dribbling out of your shower or anything right. like that. So
we started water heaters. Now we're on to PRVs, big words, right? I got it. I'm ready with it. But if it is in my house, does it last forever?
No.
How often should we change them?
You know, we would recommend, you know, for instance, if you have a tank style water heater, it needs to be, you know, drained and kind of serviced, you know,
maintenanced
every year, which essentially is, you know, we would basically just, if we were going to do it, I mean, it's a fairly simple process, but if we're going to come out there and do it, we shut it off, the cold water intake, drain it down, and then, you know, we'll fill it back up, we'll check your pressure, and we'll check your expansion tank as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I would say try to do something like that annually. You know, most people don't think about it. You know, they don't. I think with HVAC, it makes sense for people to say, hey, it's getting hot, have somebody come out. It's getting cold, have somebody come out. With plumbing, we don't really think about it that much. And, you know,
unless you have a problem.
Yeah, right. And I mean, I'm guilty of it as well, you know, but
it's just a small leak.
Yeah.
We typically see water heaters last, you know, 10 years. I mean, it used to be you'd see water heaters last 20 years. Believe it or not, I do get phone calls of homeowners telling me, well, my water heater is about 20 years old. It is still working, but I should probably start looking at getting it replaced. And when I get those phone calls, it is pretty impressive to hear them say, my water heater is about 20 years old, but it is not common now. So having the maintenance does help the longevity of their life. So we do recommend that. And when we do a water heater maintenance, we also include a whole home inspection. So we check all of the other things in your home as well.
Do you have maintenance contracts with people then, I'm assuming that you're...
Yep, we offer that. And again, that's the, you know, annually we'll come out and it's essential. I mean, your water heater, check your pressure, and we check just, you know, your basic you know, your plumbing mechanics and make sure everything's, you know, your make sure your toilets are adjusted correctly. Make sure you don't have any obvious leaks or anything like that. Any exposed drains or plumbing pipes that we can see, we, you know, inspect those to make sure nothing looks out of whack or anything like that. So,
well, you know, a big thing that people think about when you think about plumbing, again, is it, when something happens, it almost feels like it's always an emergency, right? So what do we do when something is happening? When we got that leak, whatever, we need that stopped right then. I know you run into a lot of different emergency situations. Maybe talk about those situations, and obviously you're going to make a phone call right away, but you know, which ones are truly the emergency? You got to have somebody that second, and then which ones you can maybe tell somebody how to turn off the water and you'll be out there the next day. And then how do you all handle that? I mean, yeah. how do you get out to people's houses? I mean, is this a 24/7 kind of thing? You're answering the phones?
Well, our phones are answered 24/7. One of the most important things I could stress to people is, hey, at least know where your main water shutoffs are. And then, you know, kind of an offshoot of that, you know, when it got really cold here this past winter, know where your, like, hose bib shutoffs are. So, you know, you can kind of go ahead and prepare yourself for that. And if there is an emergency, well, I can shut my water off to my house. We don't offer 24/7 service. I mean, if it's work we have done or as an existing customer, we do go out there and we will, you know, we have an emergency rate. But for the most part, when they call, we'll explain kind of what the situation is, how to, you know, if it's
mitigate it.
Exactly. You know, if the, you know, you have water going, we'll walk, if somebody doesn't know where their water shutoff is, we'll walk them through, like, hey, you know, how to find it. If they can't find it, at least, the very least, how to go to the street and turn it off there. But our existing customers, yeah. Go ahead.
I'll hop in here. We do have an answering service that does answer the phone 24/7. So after our business hours, if you do call in with an emergency, that answering service does take that call. But we have our actual CSRs that work in our office. They get that call. And so we pride ourselves on, you always get to talk to somebody that works for our company. So one of our CSRs that's on call at that time is going to call that customer back. We're going to find out what that situation is. And if they do not need immediate service within our emergency service hours, but they need to talk to a plumber, we call the on-call plumber. The on-call plumber is going to call the homeowner and help them the best that they can over the phone. Then we typically get that customer scheduled for first call the following morning, like an 8 to 10 arrival window. But we always do our best to help the customer out if it's after hours. During our business hours, if you call in with an emergency, we do our best to prioritize those calls as quickly as possible. You know, if you're calling and you're telling me my house is flooding right now, I have a pipe leak and it's flooding my basement, we're going to help you get your water shut off over the phone. We have a remediation company that we work with. We're going to, you know, refer you to them. We may even call them for you and say, you know, hey, we've got this customer, but we're going to help you through that process as quickly as we can. And then we're going to get our first available plumber to you.
That's great. And listen, that's got to be, you know, if you're a plumber with a good sized business, you really have to be able to handle that situation, because I'm sure it happens all the time.
Yeah. Nobody ever wakes up wanting to
call their plumber and tell
call their plumber, yeah. and go through something like that. No. I mean, every time, you know, in a situation like that, it's, you know, it's to them, it's always an emergency. And like, yes. We understand that, you know, and we want to do our best we can to, you know, calm your nerves, let you know we're going to get out there and take care of you the best we can, and we're going to help you do what you can until then. So,
I mean, yeah. we pride ourselves on, you know, we treat you like your neighbor. We treat you like you're our family. It's family owned and operated. For as long as the company's been family owned and operated, we want to treat everybody like they're our family.
No, that's important, especially in that heightened sense of anxiety. You guys hit on it. I can't stress enough what you guys said earlier, and that is know where your shutoff valve is. And don't be afraid to try turning it off once, because that's the other thing that happens is that thing probably hasn't been shut off in, if you're lucky, 20 years, because you haven't touched your hot water heater or hot water heater. But go try it. Make sure it shuts off, because we've heard that too. And I've seen that happen where somebody said, I shut off my water, it's still going. I'm like, well, yeah. Give it a minute. Maybe it's draining. And sure enough, it wasn't draining. And I said, you better call a plumber. And this is me being the neighbor, not the handyman.
Well, and that's, you know, as the handyman, it's funny. Chris is really good about telling me or any of his other people when he can't do something. So I think that's knowing your limitations on some of this stuff. You know, you got to know when to call the plumber, you know, not wait for the handyman that's going to, when you got a leak or you got a problem going on, you know, trying to contact that handyman. You need to get right to a plumber in these emergency situations.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that's how you build trust with your customers, too. Like, just being honest. Like, this is, you know, can I do something? Probably. You know, like, we have plumbers that could, it's like, could you fix some tile? Sure. Could you fix some trim? Sure. But, you know, that's not our expertise. Like, you know, we're honest with, hey, this is what we can do and what, you know, we know for a fact, like, we're experts at. And other than that, we're going to point you in the right direction to somebody that we at least trust, you know. And if you want to go outside of that, then that's on you as well. But you
all
know,
right, let's talk honest now, because I don't know about these newfangled tankless water heater things and stuff. Are those things any good, or should I just stick with the tank?
They're fantastic. A house of seven.
Yeah, I have five kids. So when the seven of us are trying to get ready.
How many of them are girls?
Well, three. I have two daughters and my wife.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful and amazing.
All right, that's awesome.
We keep the house going.
All right.
We couldn't do it without you, JoLynn. Shout out.
Nice.
we had an 80-gallon heater in that house when we bought it. And, you know, just for instance, on Sunday mornings, if we're all getting ready, you know, we would all get ready for church and taking showers and stuff like that. And we're out of hot water. And so
that means Dad doesn't get a shower. I know that was coming.
Essentially, yeah. Dad gets a cold shower.
Yeah, that's right.
But tankless is amazing. Like I know that it's more of an investment for the customer than a tank heater. But as far as how long it's going to last, the experience you're going to get from it, you know, just, I mean, it's fantastic. I can't push it enough. Like, I would never, if somebody was building a house and say, I would never recommend them putting a tank heater in, you know.
What is the cost difference? I mean, generally, what are we talking? How much more? Is it double? Is it triple?
Double-ish.
Yeah, and it's going to depend on the unit you go with. If it's got, you know, an internal recirculating system or, you know, things like that. It's also going to depend on if it's an exterior unit or an interior unit. Because, yes, some of these units can be installed outside of the home.
Sometimes gas line needs to be upsized. Venting is an issue with them. It's not just your normal B-type vent that you have with a normal water heater. So if you're not necessarily set up on an exterior wall, we would have to, you know, change the venting in it. But I don't know. I can't say it other,
no, I'm with you
other
guys.
Way.
Yeah,
just,
I get it.
It's just worth
double-ish
it.
Like, is what I heard. It was like, yeah. Double-ish. Double-ish. I get it.
Yeah.
It's a little double, and it could be a little bit more double.
Double with a tip, right?
And I'll tell you this, too. You know, we're never going to, you know, people call all the time and want to know, like, hey, how much does this cost? And it's, you know, we just don't do that. You know, we try to explain to them, hey, you know, it's not fair, because our guys will go out there, they'll give you an honest assessment of exactly what's going on. And they'll give you your options. And, you know, I could give you a ballpark price over the phone, but it's not going to be a good experience for you. You know, you're just going to get just kind of hear a number, and you're not like at Dupree Plumbing. It's like we like to say, like she said, you know, you're hiring your neighbor. Like, we've been here for three generations. You know, we are different than everybody else out there. You know, when our plumbers go out there, they're going to treat you exactly how you would want your family to be treated. You know, I would trust every single one of my employees to go, you know, take care of my dog in my house if I'm out of town, you know. So they're going to treat you right. They're going to see exactly what's going on, and they're going to be honest with you.
Yeah, I like that, the fact you brought up the family and the three generations. You can hear it in your voice. It's definitely caring about not only your employees but also your customers. I think one of the biggest things I learned is that you can have a maintenance contract with a plumber, and that makes a lot of sense. Again, I'd ask that question, how do you know when it's going to break? Well, you don't know. but you also now have somebody to come out there and check your pressure and your system. We didn't talk about the benefits of making sure your pressure's right, but you've seen a lot of things fail when the pressure's not right in your house, and having just a plumber come out and check you out and make sure that you're doing everything right sounds like a worthwhile investment to me. I don't know.
Yeah, and you know the other thing, what everybody listening out here, they want to know, they live in different areas. What areas are you covering?
We are essentially, you know, I would call us the Northwest metro area. We go up to Jasper. We will go over to kind of the Cumming area.
We go as far as Cumming.
Yeah.
And then as far as Douglasville, Villarica, also down to like College Park, Union City.
Yeah.
How far east would you say? Cumming is about 400,
yeah.
Maybe almost,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
from 400.
Yeah, I would say that
over
area.
Over to the west.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, we're coming up on a break. If you haven't downloaded the Extra 103 app, you need to, because that's how you can check us out and all the other great shows that come here on Extra 106.3. You are listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show, brought to you by Dan Watkins, owner of the All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about our great specials that the Dupree Plumbing team will bring to you in the next segment.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show, brought to you by Dan Watkins, owner of All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Hope you're having a great day, and we are going to get back in to talking potty talk and talk plumbing. So we're here with the Dupree Plumbing team here, who definitely stresses their family environment and what's going on and all that. What are some of the trends that people are doing to improve their plumbing right now? Not just fixing. Is there any improvements you're seeing right now?
As far as improvements, you see, you know, I would go, you know, one we kind of touched on earlier was tankless water heaters, you know, going from tank to tankless.
Whole home repipes.
Whole home repipes. You know, we're seeing a lot of, especially pockets of areas where if you start getting one of those pinhole leaks or something like that, it would be beneficial to go ahead and start looking at, you know, getting your whole house repiped, which I know sounds horrible, but that's a good one. You know, water saving toilets and things of that nature, if you're interested in, you know, those types of.
You guys mentioned something in the last segment that I don't know if a lot of people understand, and it sounded weird to me, but you said recirc pump, and I was like, ooh, that's a fancy word. What's a recirc pump?
That is, and a lot of new homes now, it's code. So basically it circulates hot water from your water heater to your, you know, to a certain fixture. So if a water, you know, I'll just speak for Cobb County, that's where we do a lot of work. If you're 50 feet away from a water heater, you have to have a recirc line. So we put a circulating pump on the water heat, like right next to the water heater, and it's a separate hot water line. So basically when you go to that fixture and you open up a hot valve, you're getting hot water.
So you're saying,
you know, almost instant, not instantaneously.
If my master bedroom's in my upper part of my house, my hot water heater's in the exact opposite thing, and you turn the water on and let it run forever, and then finally the hot water shows up, I would put it there.
Yes.
And then I would have hot water quicker.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And now you're telling me the county wants us to do that.
A lot of municipalities, especially in the state of Georgia, that if 50 feet or further, you have to put them in. So basically, if you build a new home, we're putting them in.
It is nice. I mean, I don't like having to run the shower for four minutes, you know, before I can get in.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. So there you go. Recirculating pumps, probably something that can we put it in an existing home? Could you guys come put that in for us?
You can. Okay. A lot. It depends on it, you know, your situation. If you're on a, if you have an unfinished unfinished basement, that's easier. They also have crossover tees where it would use your hot and cold lines. There's drawbacks to that. You'd have warm water coming out of your cold there, but you know, it still is getting the same thing done for you. Most of the time we can get it done for you without having to do anything like that. And
it's reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's great. One of the other things I wanted to find out what you guys thought about was, I actually have installed a Moen flow valve in my own home that mm-hmm. I can turn off and turn on the water, and it also monitors and says, hey, your house is leaking. I'm shutting you down. Have you guys installed those? What do you like? What have you seen with those?
Yep, we've installed Moen flow, Finn.
LeakSmart.
LeakSmart. There's not one that I would necessarily say, hey, this is the one, but the idea is fantastic because, I mean, like you said, I mean, it can just let you know, hey, there's an issue. If you're out of town, you just hit the button on your app and it shuts it off.
It happened to me. We were getting ready to go out of town. Got to get to Atlanta airport. And, you know, you got to get there on time or you're never going to make the flight.
Especially with Chris's travel schedule.
I have a lot of travel that I do. Thank you for bringing that up. So I was on another trip, but the whole family's going with me. And sure enough, our tub fixture started leaking. And I was like, well, I could fix it now or I could just turn off all the water. And mm-hmm. so I just hit the button and we got yeah. the car and took off, went to the airport and I said, I'll deal with it when I get home.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So I've loved this device. And people ask again, how much does it cost? Well, it depends. But I've always told people you got to factor in it's going to be north of $1,000. But this isn't a money thing. This is a savings of your home because if a leak mm-hmm. happens, you're not mm-hmm. there. As we've talked about, a
peace
lot of
mind, you know, we talk about a lot of things, but peace of mind is just, you know, what price is that for everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it also monitors the pressure because we brought that up as well, because pressure is a killer if it's not regulated and taken care of. And you guys have mentioned that before because it can start blowing out seals and start really causing a lot of fixtures to fail. I'm sure you guys have seen that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And with those devices, there's so many different options out there, too. So, you know, those price points are going to depend on the options you get because you can get them just for specific fixtures or specifically just for your water heater and things like that. And so.
Beautiful. I love it. Yes, I'm glad you guys brought that. I love hearing about all these other ones. I got another question for you, and this is personal. What is the best toilet? I mean, let's talk a little potty talk.
That's going to depend on who you ask.
The one that flushes what you put in it.
Yes.
Yeah, every time, right?
Every time.
I'll tell you which one I don't like. Glacier Bay, that $99 piece of, what? Can't say that. On the depot.
Thing. Okay.
What give us a good one.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly there.
Yeah, we're definitely going to agree with you on the Glacier Bay.
Look, I'm not just trying to say, hey, you just go spend a bunch of money, but the more you spend on a toilet, I mean, you're going to get what you pay for, honestly, you know, for the most part.
I'm not looking for that toilet that opens and talks to me and starts warming up my seat for me that I've seen in Japan.
Yeah. I don't know. Those are pretty great.
Not that I travel there. Those are pretty good. But what would be a good toilet if I was going to go out there and change my toilets out and make sure that everything flushes
Kohler,
with my kids at home?
You know, Kohler has good toilets. Toto has good toilets. But, you know, they also have the Japanese seat that talks to you and stuff like that.
You ever seen one of those, Dan?
No, Chris, I thought you had a golden toilet. I thought your seats were golden. On that one.
Exactly. Well, I don't have the one that opens up and talks to me, but I went into a store here in Atlanta that sells the high-end stuff. I opened the bathroom door and the seat pops up and music started playing. I'm like,
really?
I'm not sure. I think I was getting outsmarted by the toilet, man. Okay, I cannot go sit where the toilet is smarter than me. I got to go somewhere else.
Those are it's nothing that we necessarily recommend, but you know, if you lean in that direction, you're doing good.
All right. Well, we're coming up in those last 3 minutes. So, Dupree's, we're here. We got Josh and Tamara. Tell us a little bit more about how we can find you guys.
Okay, well, you can find us online at www.dupreeplumbing.com or call us at 770-428-2291. And Again, online at dupreeplumbing.com. We're on Facebook. If you reach us online, you're able to message us, fill out a service form through Facebook. You can message us as well. But that's basically
well, you guys have established, I mean, you guys love talking to people, because we talked about that during the break. So give these guys a call. They're going to take care of you. They're going to treat you like your family. One of the things we talk about at the Trusted Toolbox is I want you to treat that house like your grandmother's house. Not like your house, like your grandma's house. Because grandma would not put up with a lot of stuff you put up with.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So we love that the Duprees are here doing this. They've been a family. We're third generation in the family. Love that you guys are here. Do you guys have a special you can share with our audience?
Yep. If you call in and mention the All Four Seasons Home Show, you will get a $50 coupon off of any of your plumbing service.
There you go. That's a special that anybody can get. And don't forget that they have that maintenance contract. And if you've been thinking about that or not thinking about it, I would say you want to go think about that. Give the Duprees a call. They're going to be ready to answer your phone calls. Anytime you call them, they are going to make sure you're on the phone and you're going to be able to talk to them. That's, of course, during business hours. Let's not call everybody at 1 a.m. because you might get somebody else.
Unless you have to.
But if you have to, don't forget to find your shutoff valve, because that's your tip of the year right there. Go find your shutoff valve. You are listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show, brought to you by Dan Watkins. You're on Extra 106.3, and we will catch you guys next time.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly, because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.